Hi, my name is Ian Sergi from Archaeum Cellars. Archaeum makes small lots of handcrafted wines from Rhone varietals sourced from Santa Barbara County, predominantly from the Stoltman Vineyard in the new Ballard Canyon AVA in San Ynez Valley. Our wines are available at archaeumcellars.com, A-R-C-H-I-U-M.
Thank you for listening to iWine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo-Chamberlain. Welcome to Wine and Dine. Last night, I shouldn't tell you this because I'll be teasing you, but last night I enjoyed a bottle of Archaeum Cellars Rosé, which is 100% Grenache. Joining us today on Wine and Dine is Ian Sergi, who is a garagiste winemaker. His label is Archaeum Cellar, and we will have links up for you. The wines are all based out of Santa Barbara County, and he's participating in the Garagiste Festival that is happening for the first time. They're doing this in Los Angeles on July 12th at the Historic Union Station, and proceeds from the nonprofit festival will benefit the Mending Kids International, and as usual, they also donate money to Cal Poly Wine and Viticulture Program. And Ian's joining us from his day job. And Ian, I'm curious, your day job is so creative, but when did you develop this hobby of wanting to make wine?
Probably like 5 or 6 years ago. I've always been into wine. I grew up in Monterey, California, and everyone basically works in the hospitality industry and needs to know the fundamentals of wine. And I was reading Wine Spectator, and it was a cover story on that year's Spectator Wine of the Year. And I realized that the person who was Wine of the Year owned neither a vineyard nor a winery.
And that light bulb went off.
The light bulb went off, yep. So it seemed like maybe the barriers to making wine weren't as difficult as I thought, but that wasn't quite the case. but that's how it got started.
Well, if you didn't have that naivety going in, you probably never would have taken the leap of faith.
Exactly. It was kind of like once we started down the road, you know, we didn't want to turn back.
So where do you make your wines?
We physically make the wines in Buellton, and all the grapes are sourced from Santa Barbara County.
And so do you make it in someone else's facility, or do you
exactly.
have your...
Exactly. It's kind okay. of... It's like a communal... communal industrial winemaking facility where several people are making wines. There's a lot of different labels making wine there, maybe up to 10.
Wow. When you started this project of Archaeum Cellars, did you go about it thinking originally, I'm just going to make some wine for myself? Or did you decide from the get-go that you wanted to get out there on the national stage and sell your wine?
I think it was started with a pretty small idea, which was, you know, my business partner, Zach Jarrus, and I just wanted to make one barrel of Syrah and the best barrel of Syrah that we can make. And it just kind of it got bigger quicker than we ever imagined. And now we make 5 different bottlings.
And it got bigger than you imagined because it's so invigorating, addicting. You start it, it's like kid in the candy store. I want grapes
sure.
from this vineyard.
Yeah. Sure, it does get addicting. We're focused on Rhone varietals, and there's a lot of different Rhone varietals that we wanted to make wine from. We started with the Syrah. We also love Grenache, so we wanted to make Grenache. We wanted to make a blend. Then going back to the rosé you were mentioning, which the 2012 is sold out, but the Archaeum 2013 rosé that you drank was just released, so that's still available.
Oh, and I totally goofed up on the pronunciation, so it's not Archaeum, it's Archaeum.
Archaeum, yes.
Now, what does that mean?
Archaeum just means it's Latin for the archives.
Oh.
So basically, we just look at every vintage as a record of that particular year and all the unique characteristics that occurred in that particular bottling.
That's a really good name, and I'm so sorry for goofing that up. It
didn't even occur
to me it was a
hard... No, it's a difficult one. No problem at all. But basically, that's how it grew. We are really into rosé and wanted to make rosé. Someone had some extra fruit from a place that we thought would make a great rosé in the style that we like, and that started the rosé as well.
So the 2013 is available?
2013 is available.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
2012 is sold out, and both are from Watch Hill Vineyard in Los Alamos in Santa Barbara County.
Okay, now this may be a crazy question, but it occurs to me because I recently had a sparkling Syrah from Randall Graham. Have you and your partner ever considered, since you're so tuned into Syrah and Grenache down the road, you ever think you're going to make a sparkling wine?
We haven't talked about sparkling. That's a good question, because sparkling is kind of hot right now. And there's a lot of even wineries that I'm personally into, like Bedrock, that are starting to dabble in that. But at the end of the day, you know, when I drink champagne, I'm not super learned on sparkling. I enjoy it. And I still, you know, that's something I'll have to brush up on, but not something that we've considered getting into. It took a long time to put the five bottlings together that we have currently, and now we're like, all right, let's focus on making those five bottlings the best that they can be.
Okay, so mention them all. We've mentioned already the 2013 Archaeum Santa Barbara County Rosé.
Sure, there's the rosé. We started with kind of our flagship 100% Syrah, which is called Faction. We have the 100% Grenache, which we call Haven. Then we do a Rhone blend called Dissident. And then we have something interesting, and part of the catalyst of what started this whole project is my business partner, Zach, decided that he wanted to plant a vineyard on his property in Ventura County. So that vineyard that he planted a few years ago just came online, and we were just able to harvest the first grapes from that vineyard, 100% Syrah, and made only 6 cases. So that other little project is kind of what started this whole thing as well.
Well,
so those are the 5 bottles.
And you have, people can procure these through you have a wine club.
Sure. If we have a wine club. All wines are sold directly through our website, which is archiumsellers.com, ARCHIUM. And we sell directly. We ship to all 50 states.
Oh, cool.
And the what we call the Briar Bluff Vineyard Syrah, which is Zach's vineyard, we only sell to wine club members because there's so little of it.
Right.
But that's
going
to grow over time. I think eventually we'll pull 25 cases, you know, a full barrel, 25 cases a year. Approximately from that site, and he has other varietals coming online, Grenache, Mourvèdre, and stuff like that.
Organically cultivated.
Yes, it is organically cultivated.
Now, is the price on the Archaeum Briar Bluff Vineyard Syrah is $18, which is much lower than the other reds. Is it because the vines are young?
It's because the vines are young. It's because it's from a less sexy, unknown, you know, area of California. That doesn't, you know, mean that one day the wines can't be just as great as the ones from Santa Barbara. Cynic Manfred Krankel is now growing all his grapes for Sine Qua Non in Ventura County. So, you know, even though as consumers we're used to hearing places that are familiar, you never know.
Of course.
And then the grapes from our Santa Barbara, our other 4 wines, all come from, you know, what we feel is the best vineyard in Santa Barbara County. It's called Stoltman Vineyard in the new Ballard Canyon AVA in San Ynez Valley. And, you know, we feel lucky to be able to get our hands on that fruit. Mm. And it's expensive fruit, and we think that we're able to make some really good wines with it.
Oh, yeah, 100% organically dry-farmed, limestone soils.
Dry-farmed. Exactly. And some people consider it to be the closest thing to the Southern Rhone in the United States.
Really?
Yep.
What are you pouring at this L.A. Garage East Festival on July 12th?
We will be pouring all 5 wines.
Oh, wow.
Yep, so anyone who comes can try everything.
Well, it looks like the Santa Barbara County Rosé, the Archaeum, you've got the most of at 123 cases.
Sure. The Rosé, you know, Rosé is kind of hot, and it was and it's in demand. And the Garage East Festival actually posted some data on social media about how, you know, previous event there was only 7 rosés, and I believe it was previous to the Solvang event that all of a sudden there was like 20-something.
Okay.
And I noticed my friends know more about rosé. The stores are carrying more rosé. It's just kind of sold out quickly last year, so we figured that we would make more of it for 2013.
Makes sense.
And then the, you know, the single, the like I said, the Stolman Vineyard varietals are hard to get our hands on. They actually make wine from most of the grapes that they grow. So the 100% Syrah and the 100% Grenache bottlings are special. We usually only do one barrel of those right now. Mm-hmm. And then the blend we're able to make in a little larger quantity and sell at a better price point.
Mm. It just looks from the pictures on the web that you're using heavier style bottle or glass. It makes it, it's so upscale, the package.
Yeah, and we're, you know, we're both in the entertainment industry by day, and we're, you know, we're into storytelling, we're into marketing, we're into branding,
yeah, yeah.
And we wanted there to be more to the experience of enjoying the wine than just drinking it.
Well, that's what makes wine so fascinating to most people, is all the stories that go with. Ian Sergey of Archaeum Cellars, thank you so very much for your time this week on Wine and Dine.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We will have links up for you to learn more and join the wine club. Like I said, that 2013 Archaeum Santa Barbara County Rosé, $20 a bottle, $17 if you're a member of the wine club. Yummy, yummy, yummy. 100% Grenache. Mm, you're listening to Wine and Dine. You're listening to iWine Radio.
Hi, this is Doug Minnick. I'm the co-founder of the Garage Yeast Festival in Paso Robles, California, and elsewhere, and a Garage Yeast winemaker myself. Come find out more about us and our winemakers at GarageYeastFestival.com. Sign up for our newsletter there and stay abreast of what's happening.